Always good to have our high school kids from around the High Plains Radio listening area in our studios, or phone interviews too, talking a little track and field. I've got two kids in my studio right here who have had busy summers. I'm going to ask them the question if they're ready for school yet here shortly, because I have a feeling the answer is probably going to be no. We'll get to that. But Brock Bailey and Sister Kennedy have of course been in the news last couple of years, last couple of springs with track and field and other sports, with football and probably a little basketball as well. And Brock, we'll start with you first. How's your summer gone? I take it's just kind of reading the post and your dad's page and everything. It's been busy, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. I've kind of steered away from track this summer, just taking a break so I can kind of get a refresh for next spring, come back. But I've just been keeping myself busy, working two jobs, so that's what I've been doing this summer.
Probably getting a little football stuff in there as well with Coach Spargo and the guys, right?
Yep, we have summer weights. This was our week off, but we start conditioning tomorrow, which that'll be a sight to see, mm-hmm. But we've been having weights every morning at 6, so that's been fun. We're going to be pretty good this year.
Kennedy, how good summer as well? Been fun?
Yeah, it's been a great summer. Kind of the opposite as Brock. I've been focusing really hard on track. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what my future is. So I'm just getting ready for my fall season of track. Kind of just focusing a lot on just track and working. So it's been a pretty busy summer.
You guys have made some visits this summer too. Can you tell us a little bit about how that's gone?
Yeah, we went to Michigan for Grand Valley State for a visit. And in a couple of weeks, I go on about 3 or 4 more visits for track. So mm-hmm. pretty exciting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Any in the Midwest, or are we talking a long ways away?
Yeah, I mean, the Dakotas, a couple Nebraska schools have kind of reached out, but really just staying in the Midwest is kind of the plan.
What would you like to do?
I really want to go to do track, and I want to go be a kinesiologist and go do therapy in the future.
So you got to find the good track school and a school that kind of does that as well, fits that, right?
Exactly, yes.
There's a couple out there?
Yep. There's not many schools that have good kinesiology programs, but all the schools I've looked at are really good kinesiologists, so I'm really excited.
You guys just had birthdays, right?
Yes, this weekend, yep.
So what was the, may I ask, what was the big birthday celebration? What'd you do?
Yeah, so celebrating 18 and 17, so we kind of just went to our aunt's lake house, really just a lot of family time. That's really how we celebrate, is a lot of family.
That's good. Yeah. Is it a big family on both sides?
Yeah, kind of. Mostly just my dad's side. We kind of mm-hmm. just really celebrate a lot. We love to swim, so kind of just hanging out at our aunt's house, celebrating a birthday. So,
Brock, how about the college scene? It's starting to pick up a little bit. I mean, it's your junior year, it's like your senior year, but starting to toss that around just a little bit?
Yeah, it's. I was probably behind the eight ball a little bit, kind of getting set up for the NCAA and all that stuff, but I've gone on one visit kind of at Grand Valley with her. It wasn't really an official visit for me in the beginning until I reached out to the coach and he put me on it, because he doesn't really reach out to Nebraska, but that's the only visit I've really been on. So I think once I go on more, I'll have something to compare on and really like figure out what college is for me. But I think right now I'm just focusing on leveling up before I really hyper-focus on college yet, because I'm definitely not ready for college.
Right. You want to enjoy your high school years, right?
Yep.
You ever get the question of anybody, friends, family, is there any possible way you guys end up at the same college when it's all said and done?
Always.
Yeah.
Always. That's my dad's dream goal.
Oh, it's dad? Okay. Sure. Yep. Sure. Yep. So I have to wait and see on that one, huh?
Yeah.
Because what would you like to do as far as studies when it comes to college?
I'm also kind of drifting towards kinesiology, kind of reaching out to be a physical therapist. Mm-hmm. That's kind of always been my thing. I love how the body moves, and always just have that in my back pocket. Eventually, if I can create a family and have kids, and hopefully they're rock stars in sports, I can always be like, this is what you need to do, and that's how the body moves, and I'll have every advantage to it. So it's kind of just my passion for it.
I did an interview with Corbin Horner a couple of weeks ago. He was back in town. He was over at MFL watching over at Wyland Field, and talking about the summer and lifting, stuff like that. And he talked about the Bailey weight room. What is so special about this weight room? I've heard a ton of things about it.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I would say probably 12 or 13, we'd always go to the town gym, and it had always gotten kind of to a hassle. And, they didn't have some specific things that we knew that we would need leveling up to high school, so we had always wanted our own, and so we had a back building. It was two stories. So we did a big project. We ripped out the floor, and so we have one section. Half the gym is about 20 feet tall, where we have an indoor sector. We have weights. We can do Olympic lifts. Upstairs is my dad's area. He's got all of his pull downs and his racks and all sorts of stuff, and we kind of just stay in the basement. But it's a really, we have everything you could think of in our gym.
Kennedy, lifting's a key part. Both of you, you love to lift, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, Brock's been lifting for a really long time, and my dad finally convinced me to finally get in the gym just last summer. But I've kind of fallen in love with the gym, and it's really, it's a nice thing just to have it right behind our house. I mean, I never miss a workout. I never miss a day of throwing, because even if it's too hot out, having an indoor sector is just like the best thing possible. And we just have all of the resources to set us up to have successful track and field programs. So
I know in my many talks with Coach Spargo, he really, really talks about the weight room and how all the kids at DCS over the years we've talked are committed. And that's why you're successful, is you got to be committed to that weight room, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, the weight room is just such a key focus for track and field. I mean, just for even sprinters, throwers, anything you're doing in the track and field program, you really got to be in the weight room. And that's something that Coach Spargo really pushes on us, especially my dad.
Now, as far as your senior year coming up now, track and field is your baby.
Yeah.
Are you going to do anything else this year? Because you've been a key basketball player, too.
I mean, it's unofficial right now, honestly. Track is obviously my baby, like you said. I mean, I really love track. That's, like, where I'm going. That's my future. But, honestly, I'm really just looking forward to go to school, get my education, graduate from Dundee County Strat, and, you know, make something happen. I want to go to college. So, really, anything's unofficial. Nothing's really happened yet, but I'm excited to go to my senior year. So.
Just wait and see.
Yeah, exactly. The only thing I know what I'm doing is I'm doing track, and I mean, everybody's got to watch out. I'm going to be commentating some basketball games, some volleyball games. So
that's right.
Yes.
I've got to get in and listen and watch a little bit more of this, because that's you're talking my language now, Kennedy.
I know it. I love it. It's my favorite thing to do. You know, everybody calls me the voice of the Tigers, and I love to do it for everybody. So
on the Strive or whatever, huddles, everything.
Yes.
It's kind of going back and forth. Never know which one's going to go. That's cool. That's
cool.
Is that something you'd like to maybe do as a side thing in college, maybe?
Yeah, yep. And a lot of colleges I've always asked, you know, like, do you guys have, like, a streaming program that I can always help out with? I mean, it's really just my love. I love to communicate with people. I like to show people that, you know, it's not just boring watching a game. You know, you can actually figure out what's going on, even if you don't know anything of what's going on. I can really explain it very well, as long as I try.
So. I will have to keep tabs on you for that. You bet. You bet. Rockin' out, you're getting ready for, football. You and Carlos Diaz up front going to anchor that offensive and defensive lines this year. Their expectations are high this year, aren't they?
Yeah, they are pretty high. It's pretty rough. We just lost one of our guys, Lane Bybee. He moved away, but we have some people to replace, and I think just our entire team evolving this year. We didn't really lose anybody, and I think our team's leveled up so much. We're probably twice as good as we were last year. It's going to be pretty crazy. I think we're going to dominate in every aspect.
Staying healthy.
Yeah.
And you got to develop a little depth, you know, with some of the kids. You can't see on the, you're trying to, coaches don't want to have their kids on the field all the time. Get a little break every now and then. If that happens, look out.
Yeah. I think last year we all kind of dealt with a bunch of injuries. August tore some stuff. Ethan had some knee problems, and I had a really bad hip problem towards the end of the season where I could barely walk in the games. And, you know, Carlos had some head stuff a couple years ago where he had a tumor. And I think we're all just getting healthy. This is our year to kind of shine. So I'm pretty excited.
We haven't even got to track and field all that much yet. What a great last couple of years it's been in for track and field. You guys winning the state championship, both of you being a part of state championship, Brock. I mean, and I was thinking about this when I was thinking about all the questions I wanted to ask you. You know, being in the field events, you kind of set the tone every meet, whether it be a regular season meet or a conference or a district or a state. Field events are always first. You kind of set the tone for your team by doing what you're doing. You get off to a good start. It kind of sets the tone for everybody else, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, let's get it rolling. We definitely are very highly looked at on our team. You know, something to fall back on if somebody doesn't perform well. We're kind of at a level where, okay, this is kind of like a guaranteed points here on this meet. And at state track especially, we had in prelims we had some, like, you know, performances. So And I kind of looked at my coach. I was like, all right, I'm gonna win discus. Like, I got to go, and I got to secure some points. And then, you know, we kind of showed out in finals, and we just dominated Class D. So it's really nice to have something, like, to rely on while also being able to perform at the top level.
And, Kennedy, of course, you in the throws, and gosh, running on that 4x1 relay is not too shabby either, is it?
I know
it.
No one would expect me to run. You know, no one expects a thrower to be very fast, but I can get moving if I go fast. So it's very exciting. I love setting up our team for success. You know, on the first day of state track, I'm always the first event, so I really love setting that tone for the girls. It makes me very excited. You know, going into state, we knew, hey, this is going to be amazing. You know, we're going to do something that's never been possible in Dundee County history. Last year, Clara and I were the first two in Dundee County Stratton history to get medals ever. And obviously they were both gold, so that was really amazing. And now we have a state title, and it's really amazing to see our banners hanging up in the weight room and get to know that every day we are a state champion. So
this summer, both of you have gone Junior Olympics, stuff like that, some summer events. You feel like you've done well? You feel like it's helped you a little bit more competing this summer?
Yeah, I mean, I've been competing Junior Olympics for 2 years now, and I only did one meet this year, but getting to compete with all classes at Junior Olympics, you know, people that are your age from any class from all over the state of Nebraska, it's just like the best thing ever. You know, you don't see people at state if they're in Class B when you're in Class D. So it's amazing to throw against the top best, even if you never see them in your class. I mean, it's really fun to do, and I love going out. I love going to Gretna and throwing. It's amazing. So,
Brock, you've done a few more meets this summer than your sister, haven't you?
I did the one in Omaha for Junior Olympics to qualify for regionals. Kind of leading up to that meet, we were hitting track pretty hard and trying to figure some things out technically, and I kind of came to the realization that, you know, practice, but quality over quantity, in my opinion, is a lot better. So I kind of took a step back from track, and when I do practice, it's really hyper-focused on the technique, and I'm just staying in the weight room, and I'm just getting better, because some people, you know, they practice a lot, but they're not practicing the right things, and then when you create bad habits, you have 10 times longer to get it out. And so when I go, I'm just really focusing on, okay, I want this to be perfect today, I want this to be better, just all around focusing on one thing.
What's it like being coached by your dad every day?
It's nice because I think I have a chip in his brain where he can just, like, figure out what I'm thinking. And we just are head-to-head, and we have a really good connection and how to figure things out. You know, if I was to have just a coach that I'm not personally involved with, I wouldn't know, like, okay, he might coach me this way or he might think about it this way, but we've been on the personal level so much in track that we have everything figured out, everything lined up. We're just like, I can throw something and I can instantly look at him and we both are thinking the exact same thing and we just get it figured out right away.
Kennedy, you got that connection too?
Yeah, I mean, maybe not the mind reading just as much. You know, I haven't had my dad as long, but it's just been such an amazing thing. My dad and I are the exact same person. We never shut it off. You know, track never leaves our mind. And having only my dad, he's just the only throws coach last year. Having him, he's not there for every single moment, but being able to practice that and having him not there for every single moment, but yet I'm still able to compete and show those numbers, even if he's not there, it just means, like, practicing is actually working. You know, he's setting us up for success. He's setting us up for the next level of college. And having him be there and even just practicing at home and talking about it, it's just, it's so, so real. You know, I mean, Spargos have their dad. Everyone has their coach. But having our dad and never being able to shut it off, it's just, it sets us up for so much more.
So now that you say that, when you go home at night and the dinner table or something like that, it's, you don't put it away. It's
never.
You're still talking track,
yeah.
Right?
We're looking at videos 24/7,
I think. And mom's shaking her head going, oh yes, I know all about this.
I think my dad and I run out of phone storage every single day looking at photos and looking at videos just from practices. I mean, it's so amazing how many times you can just look at a video and find those little minor details that you can fix that'll make you help you go 5 more feet even. I mean, it's just so amazing. Having our dad as our weight coach, our throws coach, it's the best thing that anybody could ever ask for.
I have a feeling that you're excited about the upcoming senior year in track and field, but you want your senior year, take it slow. I want to enjoy it, soak it in, because it's my last senior year in high school.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I love school in general. I'm I'm ready to go back. I don't know about Brock, but I love learning. I love being educated. I love seeing people every single day. I love talking and communicating with people. Strive is my love. Track is my love. I love seeing people every single morning and making a smile get on their face. So
I got a yes from Kennedy about going back to school.
Definitely not.
A big not no. A big no.
No, I'm not. I'm a big fan of sports and school, but there's some days where you just want to lay in bed and not go back. And I'm not the type of person to like stretch things out. Like I'll get all my schoolwork done and everything done, but you know, sometimes I have to be a little motivated to do it. I'm really good with classes and like knowing what's going on, but I think my downside is, do I want to do it right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm getting better at it, but I'm definitely not looking forward to school because I've been enjoying the summer and it went by and it felt like a day.
Yeah, so. You guys are going all the time, and you got to take a lot off your mind and the physical, all your sports being physical, stuff like that, the weight room. So you got to take a day off every now and then, don't you?
Yeah, I try to.
Yeah.
Once in a while, but it's kind of hard. I'm just going and going. Just enjoying it, though. I don't have a hard... I wouldn't say my days are super hard. I enjoy every day. So it's... I feel like some days are breaks, even if I'm not taking a break. So,
do you help out with the family business a little bit, too? Do you dabble in that?
I don't, personally. I have two jobs, so I go work those. But I know Kennedy does here and there. When my mom wasn't with us at the beginning of the summer when she was in school, Kennedy would help. But personally, I go weights, and then I go work construction, and then I go work at the pool, and then kind of fit in my stuff. So that's what I do.
Those posts, I don't know if you're responsible for those posts, those food, though, because those items look delicious.
Sometimes I try and put something in his mind to post something about it, but that's all him. He's got a creative mind, but, I mean, I love posts. Social media is just such a good outlook to use, and it just helps so much, but I've definitely helped them put some ideas in their brain mm-hmm. for things to put in the store, but I can't take all the credit for that, that's for sure.
Kids, not dynamite job. Great interview. Thank you very much. We'll be watching you once again when school starts here, Kennedy, and senior year coming up. It's going to be fun.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
You bet, Brock. Have a great year, and best of luck and all throughout the year.
Thank you.